News Now.
WMAL News at Noon. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Byrne. Summer's arriving just a bit early today in and around D.C. Highs are forecasted in the low to mid-90s. That likely breaks the record high for this date of 91, set back in 1974. Meteorologist Andy Woodcock at the National Weather Service says a lot of people may not have turned on the A.C. yet.
The fact that this is an early season heat. Luckily, it is only one day, but still, we always ask the National Weather Service for people to take care and to look out for each other.
The climate march is off to a hot start today down on the National Mall. They're not happy with some actions from the Trump administration recently.
The one yesterday calling for the possibility of more drilling off America's coasts. The executive order that he signed a few days before that, questioning the legitimacy of the national monuments and calling for possibly more drilling on federally protected land. Also, they're very concerned about the U.S. pulling out of the global climate change agreement.
And Brian Todd, organizers were expecting between 50 and 75,000 people on the National Mall and around the White House through this afternoon. You can expect rolling road closures through that area. And between the march, metro work and road work and some big games today, it'll be a challenge, to say the least, getting around the district. On Metro, the Red Line is single-tracking downtown to test for stray current. That's what caused Thursday morning's big meltdown. The Blue and Orange Lines are also shut down between Foggy Bottom and Federal Triangle, with buses replacing trains. And the northern stretch of the Green Lines, the site of the current SafeTrack surge. No trains between Greenbelt and Prince George's Plaza. And you're not safe if you're behind the wheel either this weekend. 95 southbound through a stretch in Dale City. We'll have the road reduced from three lanes down to two this evening through Monday morning. VDOT spokesman Ellen Camelakis.
We tried to time this as well as we could after snow season, after Easter, after spring break, but before Memorial Day.
They're doing work on the bridge over the Neabsco Creek, which was built back in 1963. The search goes on for the escaped inmate in Howard County. Police say they searched through the night and continuing today for 28-year-old David Watson after he escaped a prison van and his handcuffs in Jessup. Police want people to take note of Watson's distinctive tattoos. You can check out a picture of him on our website, WMAL.com. Today is the 100th day in office for President Trump, and while it was an inherited fight, then candidate Trump had some strong words for the fight against ISIS, and that fight since then has largely raged on.
ISIS were losing when Trump came to power, and they still are, despite in a torturous, bloody battle for those civilians caught in their grip. In the last 100 days, those losses have continued here in Iraq. They're said to have about 7% of territory down from a third at their height, and in neighboring Syria, the noose around their self-declared capital of Raqqa, well, that's definitely tightening.
That's correspondent Nick Payton Walsh. Another missile launch and another failure for North Korea today. The U.S. and South Korea say the missile never left North Korean airspace before it broke up. It came after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson threatened catastrophic consequences for North Korea.
They watched very closely that special U.N. Security Council meeting chaired by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. They found his comments at that meeting inflammatory. They think the United States is trying to get the rest of the world to gang up on this country, something that North Korea has said for quite some time.
It's correspondent Will Ripley. And our region has not escaped the national opioid epidemic. Lawmakers and law enforcement say there is something you can do, though, to prevent some people from getting hooked.
This problem has its roots in the medicine cabinet rather than out on the streets.
Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring says half of all young people who use heroin got started using prescription meds. Some get the pain pills from their family's medicine cabinets.
Drug take-back days are a really easy way to make your home and your community safer.
And they're happening at sheriff's offices and police departments around the nation and our area today for National Drug Take Back Day. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
At 12:04 on your Saturday afternoon, heading into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, getting the latest from Neil West.
We've got a multi-vehicle crash, 95 northbound at Route 234. The right lane is blocked. The Beltway Interloop near Allentown Road, that earlier crash, has been cleared. Still working on this accident in Clinton, Ramblewood Avenue at Eastwood Court. And the marchers are underway on Capitol Hill. The People's Climate March happening down Pennsylvania Avenue. Watch out for rolling street closures. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And stay hydrated if you're outside today, expecting record heat. Highs getting up to about 93 with a slight chance of afternoon storms today. We head down to a low of about 70 tonight. Tomorrow, looking into the mid-80s and partly cloudy. Monday, highs in the low 80s with afternoon storms. And Tuesday, we're back in the upper 70s and sunny. Right now, 83 in Centerville, 76 in Germantown. We're at 81 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
85%. According to the IRS, when you claim your Social Security benefits, you could get taxed on as much as 85% of your benefits. The money you were counting on to help fund your retirement could be a fraction of what you thought it was going to be. But there are ways you could dramatically reduce this huge tax bill and keep this money for yourself. Learn how in a Social Security report from Carson Wealth. There's no cost, so you've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your report now at 888-423-1954. Don't leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. Call 888-423-1954. 888-423-1954. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, an SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo-jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250.
The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice on how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
Hi, I'm Ron Carson, and welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with my co-host today, Paul West. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron.
Do you remember how you felt on March 9th, 2009? You may not remember the specific date, but I bet you're not going to forget the pit you had in your stomach on that day. It was, in fact, the bottom of the financial crisis when the Dow hit a 12-year low of 6,547. As a matter of fact, at that very time, there's all kinds of newsletters floating around saying how Dow 1000 was coming. They even went as far as to say what different companies were going to be worth and why. Trillions of dollars in wealth evaporated. And it was a punch gut for every American that invested in the stock market. Many people believed at the time the markets would go up forever. Do you remember the phrase, "This time is different"? I do. Everybody sitting on CNBC, all the pundits were saying, yeah, but. Remember, but's a great eraser. Everything, you know, that is before the but is erased. But greed, as it so often does, got the best of a lot of people. Even those who were passively invested in retirement accounts had got absolutely hammered. And consider this when you think about the risk and what can happen. As I'm starting to hear this again, Paul, that, well, because of this, it can't happen. Let's go back in history for just a moment. The market lost 85% of its value between 1929 and 1932. It lost over 50% between 1972 and 1974. Crashed abruptly in 1987. I was in the profession then. I remember where I was. Lost over 50% in 2000, 2002, and again, 5 years later, between 2007 and 2009. And you may have even forgotten, because by now we were immune to all of the movement, but a less memorable 20% decline in a 2011 instance. I was at a Schwab Impact Conference in Chicago when that happened. And what we're going to talk to today really isn't about timing the market. The Dow's, we're speaking right now, has recovered and set records over the last 8 years. It's the second longest bull market in history.
But many investors are super nervous that this party is finally coming to an end. Matter of fact, they're so nervous. So many investors have never participated. They've sat in cash. They've sat on the sidelines. They've been afraid. The conversation we're going to have today is not about trying to time the market. That's a fool's game. It doesn't work. Every year you can look at the Barron's Roundtable. The brightest minds in the world can't time what's going to happen in the short term. But here's a couple things that we want you to be thinking about. You're nearly 10 years older since the last major stock market correction. That also means you're 10 years closer to needing this money, i.e. retirement. We call it financial freedom. And the question is the remaining upside in the market worth the downside risk? Are you needlessly taking on more risk than you need at this stage of the game? And have you readjusted your portfolio to match your risk tolerance level? Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the state of the market, potential consequences of not having a game plan, and many, many strategies to help you protect your money and really your quest for financial security. Paul, there's a lot there, and I feel there seems to be, as we sit here today, the market's just made another record, NASDAQ all-time record territory again. And there's just a ton of complacency out there right now.
Yeah. Ron, I think about short-term memories. So let's go back almost 10 years, and you're talking about the low in the beginning of 2009. I can distinctly remember in 2008, we've all worked with many financial advisors over the career, and especially the fall of 2008, I was at an event at a conference, and so many advisors thought the world was going to end. And what they were going to do and how they were going to change their businesses to make sure something like this never happened again. So now let's fast forward. 9 years is a long time. You are 9 years closer to everything else. And has your advisor actually made those changes, both for their business offering, but also for you and your family, and made the adjustments to make sure you're not taking on too much risk? And what I see happening today, I think this is interesting, just this weekend, we're all competitive in nature. I know
yes.
You're competitive, Ron. I'm competitive. I was watching a track meet this weekend, and this reminds me of people that run multiple lap races. So let's take an 800-meter race. So that's two laps around the track. So there's always those people that go sprinting out of the gate, and they run that super fast first 400. All of a sudden, though, they're exhausted, and they end up in the second lap not winning, or they fall way behind because those people that pace themselves correctly. And I look at retirement planning the same way. Is the people that pace themselves, they took the risk. They de-risked themselves. They said, I don't need to win this first lap. I need to win in the long run. And I look at the market where it is today. I mean, people forget a 5% correction happens every 7 months in the market. And we haven't had one in a while, Ron.
Yeah.
And so how are you de-risking yourself or worrying about that? And I think that's something everybody needs to look at.
When you say, I got to share this story because it's funny, but it relates to what we're talking about. So this last weekend, I was with some friends. We went down to Lexington, Kentucky, and we went to Keeneland, where the horse races were going on right now. And I've grown up with horses my whole life. And so we knew one of the horses actually running the race, and it was the biggest race of the day. It was a stakes race, and everybody in our group had wagered on this particular horse, and it was the long shot in the field, and the race was actually a 1.5 mile. Now, if you go, a lot of times they're 6 furlongs. They're not that long, but 1.5 is really a long race, right? So number 11 was Chocolate Something was the name of the horse. And the people in our group, I don't think, realized, because we were sitting right at the finish line, that they had to go around, pass, and then go around again. And that horse actually was at the lead in the first time, and they thought they won. It was funny because it was a long shot. And so do you think you've won, right? Do you realize that, let's think about, we've talked about longevity a lot on this show. If you're sitting here going, man, I've arrived or I've won. I was on the Grand Canyon with J.J. Abrams' father, who actually did Star Wars. Really, I did a piece in Forbes, if you want to Google it. And he said, well, I finally won the war. What do you mean? He goes, I finally have enough resources that I don't have to worry about it. I said, well, how did you arrive at that? Did someone tell you? And he goes, no, I just did my own calculation. Well, it would be a big mistake, to fashion past the finish line, think the race is over, and you got to go a whole other lap. And this horse, by the way, ended up getting last place.
I wondered if that
got
happened.
Last place.
Got
yeah,
a little fatigued.
Went from first to last. Yeah. So, you know, as in life, we need to really plan and allocate our resources effectively. So, when we cross that finish line at the end of our life, that we have something left in the tank. I mean, you don't have a lot of resources. You have a comfortable margin, because if you're really pushing it to the limit, you're not going to enjoy your financial freedom years or retirement years that much.
Yeah. Well, and as we think about, you may be in first place right now. You may be doing wonderful. And what does wonderful mean? So most people use the market as the S&P 500, Ron. So if they look at the market, it hasn't even over the last 10 years performed 8%. It's just slightly below that in the sevens. So most people think, oh my gosh, we've done incredibly well. Well, they have, but it's not instrumental well. So now that you're in first, and maybe you've been performing right along there, and that's what level of risk you're willing to take. But what if the next 5 years is down 20%? You're no longer probably going to be in first place. You may move into close to last.
Well, we're going to talk about some strategies. What can you do to protect yourself? And you don't have to just wave the white flag and say, I'm going to go into cash or bonds and get no return, because that's also equally as bad, almost as bad, not quite, as taking on too much risk and having a large decline. You know, and I'm going to share a few stories here. This is my 36th year in this great profession. And I remember the 1987 crash and literally a few months after that. And I remember being in Lincoln doing a continuing education class. And I had a guy in there tell me, you know, I didn't invest in the market until August. My very first investment, I finally put my 401k or my IRA out of IRA or CDs into the stock market. He actually has shared with me, he bought the Fidelity Magellan Fund. You've heard me talk about this before. And then the market crashed, and then he sold out immediately. And he says, I will never do that again. Well, if he had held on, just think, 1987, what that would have been worth. So he got sucked in right at the short-term top. We had a big correction, got out, and said, I will never make that mistake again. The mistake was just guessing, making a random decision. When we come back in our next segment, we're going to talk about some very specific strategies, how you can keep from falling victim to that kind of emotional move. Show me someone who's complacent. Show me someone who's blindly contributing without regularly updating their investments. And I'll show you someone who's vulnerable and needlessly putting their life savings at risk, as the gentleman I just talked about. It's possible you're taking on way more risk than you need to at this stage of the game. And it's possible you could potentially get a better return for a lot less risk. Let us prove to you how we can make the most out of every dollar you save for retirement. It can start with a simple conversation. It doesn't cost you anything, so you have absolutely nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000, call to schedule your initial analysis right now at 888-419-8513. Let's learn how we could limit your downside risk. Let's make your money go further and give you peace of mind. 888-419-8513, 888-419-8513. Today, many investors are rethinking stock market risk. And is the potential upside really worth the downside? Coming up next, we're going to talk about strategies and how you protect your money. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Trust, transparency, accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and thanks for joining us today on Wealth from Wisdom. The stock market has been on an absolute tear over the last 8 years. The Dow has broken record after record, and now it's a question of risk versus reward. if you're invested in the stock market, is any remaining upside worth the downside risk? You know, we've had two 50% drawdowns literally in recent history, and it can happen again. Are you taking on way more risk than you need to at this stage of the game? Coming up on this segment, we're going to talk about the state of the market and the potential consequences of not having a proper plan and some strategies that can help protect your money and your financial freedom and retirement. Paul, you know, you sit in with lots of our clients, and sometimes we throw a lot of terminology around. But I do think, not to get real deep here, but there's a few that get used a lot, and people should have a basic understanding of what those are.
Yeah, I think, Ron, we hear all these terms. If people are watching CNBC, all of a sudden they hear standard deviation and volatility and excess return and Sharpe ratio. And it just starts to fly around as jargon at that point for everyone. So I think some of the critical terms that you should be aware of, and I think it's important that your advisor spend as much time educating you about your investments as they do actually managing them. And they certainly need to be just as good at both. But beta is such a concept of beta really means the volatility compared to that investment benchmark. So one is always the standard. If the investments you're in are above one, you're taking more risk than other people for that same benchmark. If you're less than one in beta, you're taking on less amount of risk compared to that market benchmark. So if you're—
And by the way, just so people know, that's a backward-looking number.
Indicator,
right?
Yes.
It may or may not be true in the future, but it's the best piece of information you have.
Yeah, and that's such a great point. So almost every number you deal with as a financial professional is backward looking. Very few can be a leading indicator because we have to look at all of the different things happening in the market, but we can't control what happens in certainly the political market, the geopolitical, the overall economy, but what we can do is look backwards. So I think beta and understanding that simply, and so certainly if your returns are performing where you want them to and your beta is lower, you're getting better risk-adjusted return on behalf. And I think that's something you need to be looking for from your advisor. Because, Ron, we've heard so many people call us up on the show or ask us as an advisor or in a prospective client meeting, Paul, I did 9% last year. Isn't that great? Well, compared to what?
Compared to what?
Yeah, and I have no idea what level
was
of risk.
Was it levered, unlevered?
Yeah.
Right? Did you borrow money to do it or was it all of cash?
Somebody just talked to me the other day, Ron. They were in four stocks, and they had several hundred thousand dollars. And they said, Paul, I did great. I'm like, yeah, you call me back in 3 months, and if the market goes 20%, let me know how you're feeling.
And you should realize these are basic concepts here, is beta relates to an individual security, but also to the overall portfolio. So one of the strategies to lower, you can have high beta ingredients in your portfolio, but if you have stuff that doesn't move together, that there's a teeter-totter effect or non-correlation, there is no correlation, you can dramatically, while you can have some high beta volatility pieces in your portfolio and you mix them with other things, you could get an overall, that's why we always counsel our clients to look at the overall level of fluctuation of their portfolio, not the individual pieces of the portfolio.
Yeah. So another education term to help everyone, Ron, is volatility. So I hear this all the time. Oh my gosh, this market is so volatile. Well, actually, recently it's not been volatile at all. We're actually very low on volatility.
But volatility is not bad.
No.
Either.
Yeah, so think about volatility. It's the amount of uncertainty or risk about the size or change in a security's value. So the best way I can describe volatility, I like to use the roller coaster example. Ron, some people like a very smooth, slow-moving roller coaster. They don't want anything at all. They want it to be flat. Others are okay with. They want the biggest, sharpest drop because that's where they get all the speed.
Yeah.
But they get a lot of enjoyment about going up to that top hill. Well, that's a little bit about your portfolio. If you've got a lot of volatility, you got the sharp declines and the steep ascents, and that goes along with it. And you have to be comfortable to be able to handle that based on what your portfolio has.
Do you know what kind of volatility I love? It's like driving my car from Omaha to Denver. You don't even realize you've gone up and you've climbed 4,000 feet.
Yeah,
you just never know. Another one, it's very helpful to know, is historical value at risk. Now, this is based on a worst-case scenario over a period of time. One of the core beliefs I have is if you protect the downside, the upside will take care of itself. If you can accept a worst-case scenario and you don't – behavior is what drives success or lack thereof. And so as long as you're not emotionally – doing something that doesn't make any sense. Like the gentleman in 1987, I will never invest in the market again. And he had a whole experience of about 3 months. True, it was worse 3 months he could have picked. Bad timing, trying to time the market again. But evaluate what your overall downside risk of your overall strategies portfolio put together. And then from that, say, and when things are calm and there's not the press talking in your ear with all the noise, can I accept that level without doing something that's not in my best interest? And that's, i.e., just throwing in the towel and giving up on the plan.
Yeah. So, Ron, I think a lot of times it's not people's brains and knowledge that cause them to make bad decisions, but it's emotion that really is a big driver. So, I mean, there's a lot of common fears that you can have, or what are emotions that can cause you to make bad decisions. And I just want to share some of them here. So
yes.
Anxiety. Anxiety can make you make – because you want to get rid of that anxiety. Jealousy. So you want to keep up. You heard your neighbor made 12% return last year, so you're willing to take more risk than you should have because you want to get that.
That's a biggie, by the way. I mean, you don't care if you're not outperforming a particular index, but you want to keep up with your friends.
Yeah.
Right? Friends. And by the way, not your friends, but other people's friends don't always tell the truth. Right? Yeah. So I would say I would love to be able to verify what people say, because they do. They pull something out and it's good cocktail chatter, but it's not the reality of the overall portfolio.
Yeah. You only hear about their winners. You don't hear about everything else that's going on. So other feelings, though, are guilt. Did I do what's right or wrong? You feel overwhelmed. And, Ron, I can't tell you how much this happens. And maybe a recent story to share. Let's think about the election that just happened in November. People were actually feeling overwhelmed or concerned or some scared, some anxiety about who was going to get elected. I can't believe, Ron, how many people I'm still talking to that have come to us for a second opinion that pulled all of their money out of the market right before the election.
Yeah.
And now they're emotional because they don't know what to do. They're trapped. They're in all sorts of stages of fear, concern. I don't want to say depression, but it's a real thing. And if they just would have stayed the course, they would have been okay. Or if they would have de-risked some of their portfolio besides just going all the cash.
Well, they thought they was going to have a big opportunity to buy on the cheap. The market will always do whatever it needs to do to prove the largest number of people wrong at any given moment. We should have all seen it coming from a mile away, because a lot of people were saying, hey, when he gets elected, if it's either way, the market's going to go down because we're going to have, you know, buy the rumor, buy the fact. Just remember, as soon as it becomes obvious, it never is. One of the things we talk about, Paul, too, is overconfidence. People have overconfident that, hey, I know what I'm doing. I had some success. Grant, my son, just went to the casino with his grandmother yesterday, and he won $200. And I said, Grant, that just rarely happens. And he's not a big gambler. He gambled a very modest means. So he may suffer from overconfidence the next time he plays blackjack. The other one we see is anchoring. You know, that you pick an investment or something that you own, and you remember what its absolute high price was. And until it gets back to that price, you feel like you've been a loser, even though it may have doubled in price. That's also a really bad, can be value destroyer within a portfolio. All these emotions, it's why it's imperative to have an overall game plan so you don't get sucked into making terrible decisions based on emotions.
Yeah. So the overconfidence one, Ron, I can't think of more. I mean, I think about professional athletes. I think about gambling. When people don't do well or they make mistakes, is you can't have the vision to see where your blind spots are. And overconfidence couldn't be a bigger one. And a big concern I have about that, Ron, is so there's this big movement of having transparency of fees and being straightforward with fees. And I think your advisor should be telling you exactly what the fees are and how
yes.
they work. But people are avoiding making decision because they're afraid of fees or costs. And we were actually just talking about this morning. Mm-hmm. You made a good point on the investment you make, you need a return on it. But it's okay to pay money in fees or costs, because if you're getting a return on it that helps you, that's a really good thing. So don't be overconfident that paying a fee isn't worthwhile.
Well, yeah, but paying a fee for someone to guess and not adding true value, I agree. I mean, with Buffett and what they say, you might as well do absolutely nothing. You know, we're going to talk about in the next segment, you know, how to really measure, you know, what it is that your family needs. We're going to talk about the family index number, because that's really the only index you need to be paying attention to, and how it'll keep you from getting those other emotions weighing in or influencing you to make a terrible short-term decision. Well, we've been talking about on this last segment any savvy investor knows that trying to time the stock market is an absolute impossible fool's errand, and nobody ever wins at that game. But this has been the second longest bull market in history. The market's been on a tear for more than 8 years, and it's just a matter of time, not if, but when we have another correction, and quite frankly, another bear market. And I would also guess we're going to end up with another 50% drawdown. Central banks are doing a lot of crazy things around the world right now, just a premium on having, you know, hedge positions. We'll talk about that as well. The question you need to ask yourself right now, is the upside worth the downside at this stage of the game? We can show you just how much downside risk you have. We can also help you determine your own family index number, and there's no cost for this. If you've saved $100,000, call to schedule an initial analysis right now at 888-419-8513. The sooner you get started, the better off you're going to be. 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson and Paul West. Could you be taking too much risk in the stock market and you don't even know it? We're going to reveal the answer next on Wealth from Wisdom.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 12:30. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Burns. Pope Francis is leaving a military-run stadium in Cairo where he led Mass for some 15,000 Egyptian Catholics on the second and final day of a historic visit to Egypt. Christians have been the targets of Islamic militants there in recent months. Police were out in force at the Pope's Mass and helicopters hovered over the site. 25 years ago today, riots broke out in Los Angeles that forever changed the course of the nation's second largest city. Our Jim Roop was there back then, and he's there today.
All four white LAPD officers acquitted of the caught-on-tape beating of Rodney King. People angry took to the streets.
Rioters are throwing rocks, bottles, metal signs, whatever they can pick up in cars as they drive by. Not all cars, though. It seems only the cars with white, Hispanic, or Asian drivers. What I don't see are police. Cops nowhere to be found.
Question is, are things better? A recent Loyola Marymount University study shows 6 out of 10 Angelenos believe another riot like the one 25 years ago is likely in the next 5 years. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
12:33 now, checking on traffic and weather. First, we go to the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Neil West.
We've got ramp restrictions in place on the Beltway Inner Loop at University Boulevard. Traffic is heavy back from Old Georgetown Road. And we've got a multi-vehicle crash, 95 northbound at Route 234. The right lane taken away. Watch out for the marchers on Capitol Hill. This is for the People's Climate March, and it takes place today until 5 o'clock. Rolling street closures proceed down Pennsylvania Avenue. The march ends at the National Mall. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record heat expected out there today. Highs getting up to around 93 with slight chance of afternoon storms. Down to around 70 tonight, mid-80s tomorrow and partly cloudy. We're at 82 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on WMAL.
85%. According to the IRS, when you claim your Social Security benefits, you could get taxed on as much as 85% of your benefits. The money you were counting on to help fund your retirement could be a fraction of what you thought it was going to be. But there are ways you could dramatically reduce this huge tax bill and keep this money for yourself. Learn how in a Social Security report from Carson Wealth. There's no cost, so you've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your report now at 888-423-1954. Don't leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. Call 888-423-1954. 888-423-1954. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. Craig can help you.
Hey, Craig. I need an oil change. I was wondering if you had any deals.
Yes. We have 5 quarts of Castrol Edge with a K&N filter for $22.99.
That's a good deal. Castrol Edge is good stuff, right?
Absolutely. Helps the performance of hardworking engines.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, you can't get better protection.
Wow, even better.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or high mileage full synthetic and a K&N oil filter for just $22.99 after mail-in rebate. See store for details, also at participating CarQuest stores.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and thanks for joining us today on Wealth from Wisdom. The stock market has been on a tear for the last 8 years. The Dow has broken record after record, and it's the second longest bull market in history. But has a run-up in the stock market completely thrown your plan out of whack? Does your portfolio mirror your risk tolerance level? So often, we see that it doesn't. Or is it possible you're taking on way too much risk than you need to at this stage of the game? Coming up on this segment, we're going to talk about the state of the market today, the potential consequences of not having a diversified portfolio, and some strategies that can help you protect your money and your retirement. Paul, you and I at the break were talking about dollar cost averaging. I mean, this is a great sign if you have an advisor that has no clue of what they're doing is dollar cost averaging. It's like, I don't know, so let's average it in. And I guess over a long period of time, dollar cost averaging is effective. You have just a little bit of money, you're making a little bit of money, and that's all you have. But if you already have a portfolio, making sure the strategies do what they're supposed to do is that's what's important, not saying, I have no idea, so let's just dribble it in over a long period of time.
Yeah, it makes complete sense in your retirement plan. For those of you saving in your 401k or other plans, that makes great sense. Keep putting that money in every month. But as you're making your investment allocation, your advisor knows what to do. So let them provide you the guidance, because at the end of the day, we all can see clouds on the horizon, or we can see the brightest blue sunny sky in the world. But we can't control what the market's going to do there. But we can control the level of risk you take. And Ron, one of our favorite phrases to use with everyone is the family index number, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's one of the best things we can help people with.
So I had a client. So let's talk about the family index number. They came to me in the early 90s, 91, 92. And they were very, very scared of the stock market. Just had always been CD investors, but of course, you know, returns on that have been coming down. And they came in and said, Ron, if we could get a 7 or an 8% return, we would be happy. And in those days, we actually had a form that we had people authorized to say, this is my objective. Here's how much downside risk I can stand. A lot of people talk about the upside. I spend a lot of time talking about the downside. If you can stand that, you're going to be as successful in your wealth accumulation plan. And so we far exceeded that, their modest expectation. We had a family. They actually needed to return about 3%, because a family index number is going through comprehensive planning. What are your goals and objectives? What's all the resources you have? What's the number we need to hit in order for you to attain all those goals and objectives? So they were well ahead of the game, having a great life, and they were both retired. So towards the end of 1999, they were like, we want to take on more risk. And I'm like, why? In that particular year, the strategy they were in was up 34%+ net.
And they wanted more risk.
They wanted more. And I'm like, what? Let's just walk through this. If your portfolio goes down a lot, what's going to happen? Well, we would be really upset. And I said, well, what if instead of next year, you know, making 10%, you made 50%? How's your life going to change? It's not going to change. So you're telling me you want to take on more risk, but it's not going to enhance the quality of your life at all. But if the market goes down a lot, then you're going to be uncomfortable and you're going to be beating yourself up. And they said, yes. So I talked them out of doing anything. But before the year was up, they literally came back in, and they had a son. It was actually a grandson that was doing some trading and buying internet stocks and making a lot of money. And they're like, we've decided bonds are boring. Bonds are boring. We don't own any bonds on the portfolio. I said, well, if we go off the growth and income, we only have growth and aggressive growth. I had them sign off on the fact that they could stand a 50% decline, and they never came close to that, but they did elevate their risk level. They did have a bad thing happen. The market went down, and they beat themselves up forever you know, for doing that. It's like, why? You had no upside in the quality of your life, but all kinds of downside.
Yeah. I mean, I look at the family index number, Ron, as that's the rate of return for you and your family to live life the way you want to. So it's really simple. Actually, it's the anti-keeping up with the Joneses. It's just taking care of yourself. So why would you want to take a commensurate amount of risk just because you can say at a cocktail party or a backyard barbecue that you made 10% and the market did 8%? When the reality is to live life the way you want to. Most people we talk to are in that 5-6% range. That's where they're comfortable. That's where they're good at. So why not help set up their portfolio to help them live how they want to? Sure, there's some extra dollars if they exceed that, and that's great, and they can figure out what to do with it then. But the pain of not hitting that is so severe, and not just on the pocketbook, but more importantly, the psyche, Ron. I mean, I think that's what we see the most from people.
Well, I can't tell you how often one of our clients comes up to us and says, Ron, I love the idea that I know my number, and the fact that, you know, a particular bad year or a bad period of time really doesn't change it very much. And that's the interesting thing is you can recast it and say, okay, based on what happened in 2008, my number went up 0.5%. And if you've invested properly and have the right risk budget, you're able to take on. And we did for clients in 2009. We did because things were so cheap that we said, let's increase the level of risk in client portfolios because dividend yields, because we're buying at a fraction of what good companies sold for. And by the way, buying quality always makes sense because high quality companies will trade at deep discounts through extreme times of uncertainty like we had in 2000-2002 and then the 2007-2009 time period as well.
Yeah, Ron, I think you're dead on. I think it's the recency effect with everything, right? So I actually wanted to share a quote from one of our portfolio managers here. Said, we are watching the market today, and we're realizing that consumers are bouncing back and forth in the order of either one, the fear of missing out is more powerful than the fear of losing. So when the market's going up, you're afraid you're going to miss out. And then when the market starts to go down, the fear of losing becomes more powerful than the fear of missing out. And I think that's dead on. But what happens in both those? You're doing them too late because you're concerned about that at the wrong point in time. And so we actually would help with most people think about the fear of losing and helping protect you from that fear is more powerful than the fear of you missing out on that extra 1 or 2%. And that's why you have a family index number. And there's no better feeling, Ron. We had a family in last week. And we helped them go through the family index number, and they were so fearful that it was going to have to be all market level. And when they came in, and it was a little over 5%, and they realized that they didn't have to have full exposure to the market. They could have other asset classes that made sense. We showed them the power of how we protect on the downside first and how what that'll mean to them. So if the market does move down lower, and that feeling on their faces, Ron, I know we talked earlier about some of the negative emotions of anxiety, feeling overwhelmed, overconfidence. They had none of that because they knew exactly what they needed to do.
Well, and I would challenge everybody out there is to ask your financial, your wealth management team to model out what is your worst case scenario. Now's a great time to do it when things are up. And if you can, if you're saying, hey, I'm comfortable with that, then keep the risk on. If you're not, now with markets at all-time highs, now's the time to make those adjustments, not when you've had the daylight scared out of you because we've had a major, major correction in the market.
Yeah, and Ron, if they tell you, oh, we'll get it figured out. When that time comes, we'll make the adjustment for you.
No.
Guess what?
Yeah.
That's guessing.
Yes.
Come on. I mean, they might get right once, but they may get right a second time. But them consistently doing that, that's more risk than I'd want to take on for my family.
Yeah, it's absolutely impossible. You know, Buffett, he's so smart, and he has so many great, Buffettisms that I've learned over my career, and one that keeps coming back, and we see it play out in real life time and time again, is our markets relocate wealth from those that are patient, from impatience to patient. And I always like to say, better put, relocate wealth from those that have a plan from those that don't have a plan. So really having a plan is going to be critical. Our Wealth from Wisdom advisors all across the country, we have more than 50 locations. We work with people that have lots of money and some that just have modest means. But the common theme all of our high net worth clients has is they want to know how to optimize their Social Security. Think about it. Over the last decade, you've contributed hundreds of thousands of dollars to Social Security, and now you want your money back. Even if you've made a modest income, you've probably contributed six figures to Social Security, and that kind of money will go a long way. By claiming your benefits, It's a complicated process, and it's riddled with all kinds of trap doors. You make one mistake, and you can leave a lot of money on the table, tens of thousands of dollars, maybe even more. Learn how you can get every penny you deserve through our customized Social Security analysis. It's going to show you precisely how and when you claim benefits. Also, are you eligible for additional benefits? In addition to that, how you can pay less taxes on those benefits. And this is all complimentary. If you have $100,000, be one of the first callers to get your customized analysis at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. 888-419-8513. The Dow has broken record after record over the last 8 years. Another one just this week, and it's not a matter of if but when the party will take a correction or even go into a bear market hibernation. Coming up next, we're going to talk about many more strategies on how you can protect your money for your retirement. I'm Ron Carson, and you're listening to Wealth and Wisdom with Paul West.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
85%. According to the IRS, when you claim your Social Security benefits, you could get taxed on as much as 85% of your benefits. The money you were counting on to help fund your retirement could be a fraction of what you thought it was going to be. But there are ways you could dramatically reduce this huge tax bill and keep this money for yourself. Learn how in a Social Security report from Carson Wealth. There's no cost, so you've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your report now at 888-423-1954. Don't leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. Call 888-423-1954. 888-423-1954. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself? You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. We see this scenario play out every single day. A new client comes in for their initial review, and they have a bundle of statements in hand, IRAs, 401ks, all kinds of personal investments scattered all over the place. The problem is there's no rhyme or reason as to how it all fits together. They've made a random series of decisions throughout their life without having common game plan. They don't even have a family index number. And more often than not, they're taking on way more risk than they should or they even realize. If you're needlessly taking on way too much risk, why at this stage of the game? You need to know exactly how much risk you should take and what your number is. In this segment, we're going to talk about the state of the market, but also potential consequences of not having a good game plan and some strategies that can help you protect your money and your retirement. And Paul, we keep coming back to this all the time is what's your number, what's your number, what's your number? And then are you comfortable with that amount of risk? It could be that your number means you're taking on more risk than you're comfortable with, which means we need to redo the plan. You need to work longer. You need to have less things you're going to spend money on in retirement.
Yeah. This makes me think, Ron, about a family that we've been talking to recently. You actually had a chance to meet and have dinner with them. And it was a couple months ago, but it's still relevant, is don't confuse a bull market with what you've done for me. And I think about that.
With what you said you were going to do for me.
Yeah, especially what you said you're going to do for me. And it hit both of us between the eyes because he said, Paul and Ron, what I really enjoy about working with firms like yours and the advisors you all work with is you protect the downside first. And you came up with a strategy and approach called irreplaceable capital.
Yeah.
And so he's like, my current advisor didn't do that for me. And they're like, oh, I'm going to get you the best return possible. So, again, challenge everyone listening today. If your first call is, hey, what's the return that you can get for me when you call an advisor? And they don't understand your full situation and all they do is talk about how much return they can get for you, you're not protecting the downside. And in current markets, like we've already been talking about in previous segments, Ron, I mean, it's been a while since we've even had a 5% correction. And those happen all the time.
2011 was last time we had a 20% movement, which, you know, that's a long time as well.
Yeah, well, people forget the first, 40-some days of last year, we were down over 10%.
We were.
Yeah.
Yes.
That seems like an eternity ago for most people. So I think, Ron, one of the things I'm thinking about downside protection is, and this happens a lot, so either our place of employment is a publicly traded company or our family bought a stock a while ago. So we bought it 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. So we have an emotional thing we want to keep it, but probably a lot of people, there's concern about paying the tax man that comes along with it. So let's say you bought the stock in 2002. So you got in at a really good time and now you've held it for a while. And say you own $100,000 worth of that stock. But I don't want to sell it because I don't want to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And often that's the worst decision is because you're not doing any investment research on it. You're not sure where it's going to go. But what if we do have that 20% downturn and that 30% downturn or worse yet, 50% downturn? And that stock participates, paying the tax person is okay if it means you're making gains. And I love when I hear CPA say that because it means the truth. But take some risk off the table. You made money. That's a good thing.
Yes.
And so de-risk it at some point. And sure, you can look at, okay, what's my break even in terms of if the stock goes down by X dollars and I got to pay that much taxes. But why even go through that emotional thought process and instead help get those decisions off your plate?
I agree. Yeah, I mean, if you're not taking on more risk because of concentrated stock positions, just makes absolutely no sense. But the opposite is true, is not taking on enough risk that's appropriate for what you're trying to do. And it reminds me of two brothers. They sold their business. They really never had much money ever invested. And their business closed going into the end of 2008. What a great time to have money to invest. And I remember sitting in the conference room in January of 2009, and all they wanted to buy was short-term bonds because, you know, we were talking about, you know, the Dow was at 6,562, I think. And all these newsletters, and they had one of those. The Dow was going to 1,000. And they're like, we're not going to do anything. And I said, you know, if these great companies go to zero, if Merck goes to zero and Johnson & Johnson goes to zero, and we went through and list, you know, how many companies in the S&P 500, if they really truly go out of business, do you think your money in a bond or in a bank for that matter, if we have a complete wipeout of the greatest companies in the world? And so they were very emotional, and of course they never did anything but invest in short-term bonds. But having a plan and then having some understanding of what you own and what would have to happen. Because the other point is, people are going to continue to live. They're going to drive their cars. They're going to turn electricity. They're going to eat. There's lots of things that have to happen in the economy, even if things get bad.
Yeah. So when I think about our business owners who are listening, what do many of us do? We stress test our business. So we look at, what if something bad happened in our business line? And what's your break-even point? And where are you going to be comfortable? Or where do you go below that, and all of a sudden you're not making money? Well, are you doing the same for your overall investments in your portfolio? I mean, we stress test our portfolios for our clients so that we know how we're managing their risk on the downside actually is going to pan out if something does move quickly in the market, so that they truly are protected.
We do, and we measure risk all the time. We have very sophisticated ways for modeling out lots of different scenarios. We know by strategy. We know when we put those strategies together, you know, what the downside risk is. I mean, one of the things that we do here at the Carson Group is we make the complex simple, but we do that by giving people clarity as to what they own. Most of our strategies, especially irreplaceable capital, are continuously hedged. We do focus on quality companies. We don't have any leverage. We don't believe in borrowing money to leverage into investments. And then stay flexible. You know, having things that are liquid that you can move, most of the portfolio anyways, that you have complete flexibility on. And making the complex simple is really the key to influencing investor behavior. And influencing investor behavior is what really drives success in the long term.
Yeah. So, I mean, Ron, one piece of advice for everyone is, if the markets start to sour, don't panic. If you got a plan in place, you're going to have no need to panic. If you don't, then you're turning this into a guessing game.
And it's too late.
Yeah, you are.
If you're starting to panic, it's too late.
The train's left.
I want you to try to think back. When's the last time you knew when you or somebody you knew panicked and great things came as a result of that panic? It probably just doesn't happen. You know, the most recent headlines from Money Magazine is half of Americans don't know if they can afford to retire. Half of all Americans is probably generous in our estimation. Based on our experience, the headline might read, most Americans don't know if they can afford to retire. And you know why? Because most Americans have absolutely no game plan. They've made a random series of decisions. They have no family index number. Do you have a game plan? One of the things we pride ourselves on is our ability to take what's complicated, make it simple and easy to understand. Imagine how you would feel if you had all your questions answered around knowing exactly how much you could afford to spend in retirement, how long that money would last, how you could save more money on taxes, the most efficient way to withdraw the money from your accounts, and how you could get every single penny out of Social Security and so much more. Having the plan changes everything. Let us show you with our Retirement Master Plan. This will show you exactly how you can make your money go further in retirement. The initial analysis won't cost you anything. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000, call to schedule your initial analysis right now at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. I'm Ron Carson here with Paul West. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom, and we'll see you next week.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement, right here on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
85%. According to the IRS, when you claim your Social Security benefits, you could get taxed on as much as 85% of your benefits. The money you were counting on to help fund your retirement could be a fraction of what you thought it was going to be. But there are ways you could dramatically reduce this huge tax bill and keep this money for yourself. Learn how in a Social Security report from Carson Wealth. There's no cost, so you've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your report now at 888-423-1954. Don't leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. Call 888-423-1954. 888-423-1954. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.